Okay, taping this. Taping this. Go ahead. I'm not afraid. I'll explain what happened that night. After I walked by that, and the impressions just sort of tried to close me in, and I was just ripped, you know, just totally ripped on the sort of, well, you know, sort of like a trip, you know, fascination, death and all that. You probably heard that before, you know what I'm talking about. Seems sort of perverted to be fascinated by something as condemned as by society as death, you know. But I couldn't help it. I was, you know, walking down the street, thinking of the swan dive. I tried to figure out what I would do in a situation like that. If I, you know, wondered what figure I would draw. Should I go down there and spread eagle? Have my legs apart or what? Should I just, you know, go down head on, meet Mother Earth, spit me out when I was born? Oh, difficult decision. So just makes you go below. Well, I just, kept on walking and try to put my head in the direction of other thoughts. Thoughts on me, which would give me a little more settled constitution on my head. I kept being followed by the fascination of it all, the intenseness of that insanity. And I couldn't do it otherwise. I went up on the freeway. And I got out my hunting rifle. And I just sat down and thought, shoot at the cars. They're moving. When people dreamt of moving around without straining themselves, I couldn't help it. Started to shoot at the car. It was terrible. I shot into a car's tire. Span. And it caught flame. And I saw the woman inside. She was screaming. And it was totally crazy. And I don't know what happened. I guess the people down there, they just took them a couple of minutes to figure out what was happening. And I was just sitting up there, not really knowing what I was doing. Thought of my wife who left me last week, and I don't really think that I really knew what I was doing, but I kept thinking the sky decided to end my life the way it did, and I sort of got started shooting at the cops. They tried to close me in and kill there, but I got over and got around and started getting them from behind. I shot this one big cop with a stupid expression on his face. Probably a couple of kids on the drive back home and sick existence. Getting totally ripped by society and not even realizing it. And it was sickening.